as we are so fond of saying on the podcast, if you think rock is dead, then you're just not paying attention. Keeping true to our word, we expose the top 10, well, maybe more, bands and artists that you're going to definitely want to keep an eye on in 2020, just in case you haven't been paying attention.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name's Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. I'm your host for this crazy rock and roll party. Sitting next to me in the co-pilot's chair, as always, is the lovely and talented Miss Lily Von Six.
How's it going?
Lily is a little under the weather today, so feel free to send gifts and cards.
I like money.
Yes, especially if they have money in them. But where will you take? You'll take gift cards, though.
I'll take gift cards.
You'll take gift cards, too. So if you're uncomfortable sending cash, you can send gift cards. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. Check back often. Lots of cool stuff going on there. Lots of amazing things are going to be happening for the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus in 2020 as well. There's all kind of cool stuff. So stick around. Keep watching. Keep listening. Check out our exclusive group at LuLombardiRocks.com. This exclusive conversation in there every day about new bands, classic bands. We're having a really good time. We're going to be running some specials. There are going to be some giveaways, all kind of cool stuff coming up. As I mentioned before we started the show, those of you watching us live, if you want to comment live, that is going to be the place you're going to do it after this week. So make a note of that, LuLombardiRocks.com. That'll let you into our closed Facebook group. It is a closed group. So what you say in the group stays in the group. It's very cool. We had some fun with Billy Eilish yesterday, and some fun like that. It's a good time. All rock and roll. You guys would love it. Speaking of rock and roll, what's rock and roll without a great electric guitar, right? And if you want a great electric guitar, it's got to look great too. Why would you get on stage with the same boring looking guitar that everybody else has when you could get your guitar custom finished by Wolf's Customs? Chris Thunderwolf Dodson has been a huge supporter of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus for a long time now, and he does awesome work creating custom artwork on your Stratocaster, Telecaster, Les Paul, Flying V, whatever you have, they can work on. They also do repairs and modifications as well, but they do amazing stuff with finishes. So I want you guys to go to wolfscustoms.online. That's wolfscustoms.online. Check out the website. Lots of great examples there. See, if you're wondering about other stuff, other types of finishes, whatnot, you have something specific in mind, reach out to Chris Thunderwolf Dodson, and because they do stuff, they've got stuff that isn't even on the website that they can do. So check it out, wolfscustoms.online. And I also need to give a shout out to Rock Rage Radio. Many of you listen to us there. The show has been picked up by them about a year or so ago now. So we are really happy to be a part of the Rock Rage family. It's a great place. These are people, John and Gigi, are very passionate about music, specifically great guitar-driven rock. So rockrageradio.com. They're all over Facebook and everything. So check them out. It's a great place to get your rock on. Now, rock out with your talk out. That's what we're doing here at the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. So we're going to be talking about the bands you definitely want to watch. It's new stuff, and there's some classic bands that are doing some stuff in 2020, and I will give you my thoughts on that. Lily, what's up? You got something you want to say before we get too far into the thing today? What's going on with you?
I just saw Firehouse on Friday in New York, and they were wonderful as always. And that is all I did this weekend. However, I will be going to see Eyes of the Nile on Saturday with Livewire. So that is an Iron Maiden tribute band and a Motley Crue tribute band at the Hard Rock.
Awesome. That's what night again?
Saturday.
Saturday night at the Hard Rock Cafe
Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh. Sunny. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Shout out. I mentioned Gigi from Rock Rage Radio. We're going to play Your Screaming Silence. And the reason we're going to play Your Screaming Silence is because Gigi posted a link to their stuff on her Facebook today. And I checked them out. I'm always shopping for new bands to play that's for you guys. So that I can prove to you that rock is not dead. There's great music being made all the time. And this is one of those bands. The band is called Your Screaming Silence. The track is Long Way to Fame. We'll be right back with the best, the number one bands you got to watch in 2020. Stick around. Your Screaming Silence. I sort of like the, what is that, what do you call that when you put kind of an oxymoron?
Yeah.
Right? You know, Screaming Silence. That's all right. I think that we have decided on a band name, by the way.
Oh, God, finally.
I think that we have. I'll talk about that later. We'll get into that in the... We do an after party. Another reason why you want to join the Inner Circle is because we do an after party from the post podcast where we kind of let our hair down a little bit more and We'll venture into other topics, current events stuff, or movies or TV crap, you know, anything entertainment and fun. We don't get into like any heavy politics or anything like that.
No, we don't do that here.
Yeah, that's not the point. You guys get enough of that. God. Oh my God. Since the Kobe Bryant thing, man, I've had to like unfollow and unfriend several people. It's just very Facebook. So Facebook. I know it just because of Facebook. That's yeah. Cause that's real. Anyways, we're talking about bands that you got to check out and you got to keep an eye on in 2020. There's some polls and whatnot and lists and stuff all over the internet. Reddit has a bunch and stuff like that. We kind of pulled from some of the best of that, plus some of the ones we think and like and feel you should know about if you don't know. So we, as Lily usually, you know, she's our rock and roll historian scholar here. So she'll throw them at me and we'll go back and forth and see what we come
can
up
I
with
literally
here.
Throw something at you?
And we also are going to be talking about as I mentioned earlier, some classic bands that are going to be doing some stuff. So it's a 2020. Everybody's touring and everybody's releasing
something. It is the year of the tour.
Yeah. So we talked about that last week. So, yes. So what do you got on your list?
So I just want to throw this one out there real quick. Dirty Shirley. Have you heard of them?
Is that a George Lynch thing?
It is a George Lynch thing, but it's also Dino Jalusic from Animal Drive on vocals.
Ooh, that sounds crazy.
I know. So they put together a project.
Daddy Shelley.
Dino's already made a name for himself with the Animal Drive covers that he's done, and we all know George Lynch. We don't have to talk about that. But they named the band after one of the songs they wrote together, and they do cover a wide spectrum of styles from classic metal to the more traditional Lynch mob-oriented sounds with some Badlands in there as well. This will be an easy must-listen with the combo musicians. The self-titled debut album dropped Friday, and it's already hard to find. You can't find it anywhere. Physically on a CD. So
awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Yes, I heard, and I do not remember who posted it, but the guy who posted it was a guitar player. It might have been Xander Demos. Do you follow Xander Demos?
No.
You should follow him.
Okay.
He's a great guitar player.
X or Z?
X.
Okay.
He's been in a bunch of bands and just fantastic. It's the kind of music. It's right up your alley.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways,
I think it was him that he posted. He's, oh, this Dirty Shirley is so awesome. And
how can
me, hold on, and me and another guy who was obviously a guitar player thought that he was talking about the Dirty Shirley amplifier by Friedman Amps because Xander's a guitar player. Mm-hmm. So we were like, the amp or the pedal?
Or the drink in my case, because that's a drink.
Oh, that's
too.
Right. That's a drink. So none of us. And then later on, I was scrolling through social media and it came up that there was this George Lynch project called Dirty Shirley. I'm like, I wonder if that's what he was talking about. So anyways, that was a long time ago. So that sounds like a super group. Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, Dino's still new to the mix, but yeah, I'd call it a super group.
Did you ever hear the record that George Lynch did with Doug Pinnick?
No, I have not.
From King's X. It's interesting. Some people like it, some people don't. So what else you got? Who's next?
I have one that you have on your list there. Bishop Gunn. Mississippi. Said to be the next big thing in Southern rock. They have their debut album, Natchez, N-A-T-C-H-E-Z. I don't know if that's how you say that. But they already have a big fan base across the states from that album. And they have support gigs with Slash and the Struts. So already they're touring with big names. They have a confident presence on stage. The lead singer, Travis McCready, has a very soulful and sweet voice. And he, people are saying he clearly has star written all over him. Now, I haven't seen them live, so I haven't seen how they are on stage. This is just from reading. But they can play the Beatles and Zeppelin in the same set as if they've done it forever. And there are songs that you should check out or Anything You Want, Shine in Alabama. Are supposed to be the good ones. So this is fun for Southern rock fans, I think.
Southern rock is something we kind of, I don't know how to put it, like forget about,
yeah,
or kind of dismiss. We
it.
Don't think too much about. But there are actually, started, I believe, with Zakk Wylde's band, Pride and Glory, was the first like rebirth of Southern rock that like really rocked. And since then, there have been bands like Blackstone Cherry,
I like
bands
them.
That's a killer band.
I've seen them.
And yeah, they're kind of they're Southern rock, but they're rock. I mean, they're really rock bands. They're not, you know, there's no.
They're not borderline country, is what you're
right.
saying.
Right. Yeah, they don't sound like that. Yeah, bro country. I was I was last week. I think it was. I usually was playing some music before, just in the studio while I'm getting things ready, and I love my Spotify lists. Usually they show me really cool stuff, and I'm like, I'm adding that. I love this. And there was a current Skynyrd song that popped up, and I was like, is this like Luke Bryan or something? I had to look, and it was a new Skynyrd song, and I was like, not digging it.
What
just
are you
doing? Too like too bro country kind of thing. And so these bands like Bishop Gunn are not that. They're playing. They're like real sleazy rock and roll bands with that sort of Southern vibe, which I think is a, you know, I think is a great thing. And it gets Texas Hippie Coalition.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
a Southern
that's
the band. That's like a really great Southern metal or something, like cool stuff. Okay, so who else do you have on the list?
So I have one on here that normally I would not have listened to because of the type of music they're categorizing themselves at, but Nolan Potter's Nightmare Band. First of all, I love the name. I love the name because it just reminds me of Emmett Otter, and if you watch Emmett Otter, you'll understand that. But they are from Texas. They're on the side of 70s prog rock. Now, you know that's not my thing at all. However, when you listen to them, they're actually pretty amazing. Their debut album, Nightmare Forever, is sort of like Pink Floyd-y with lots of flute, but it's also more rock. But it's like, you know, the longer songs that I'm not really into. But it sounds really good. I know I'm like saying bad things, but it's really good. But it's fun.
It sucks, but I love it.
It sucks, but I love it. But it's said to be just what we needed, bringing a young audience to the genre of progressive rock. So I think that helps with bringing back that sort of thing.
I gave these guys a quick listen today. It wasn't my thing.
It's more my thing.
I felt it was too early Genesis, too Gentle Giant. Not
like
enough.
Of them. Holy crap.
Not enough. I like my progressive rock to be more rock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more Rush, Dream Theater, Kansas kind of. Some yes. Anyways, so yeah, but a great band. I did check out the very, you know, if you're into that sort of thing. What do you got next there, Lilith girl?
This next one I did see live, Joyous Wolf, another band from the West Coast, high grade rock and roll. I saw them open for Buck Cherry last year. I fell in love with them the moment they went on stage. The lead singer, I can't think of his name right now. Oh, it's in here somewhere. But sorry, he was amazing. He has a great presence. They got a little 70s and 90s rock with some bluesy metal, sort of CCR, Soundgarden, and Zeppelin mix, I would say. And Nick is his name. He has charisma on the stage that will make you keep your eyes on him. Their first single came out last year, Sleep, Weep, Stomp. And they do an amazing cover of Mississippi Queen, who I did get them, hear them play when they opened for Buck Cherry. And they weren't, I had no idea who they were when I saw them. But, you know, as they had been touring, I figured that they were pretty awesome. Now they have an EP out called Place and Time that you need to.
I will definitely check them out. Maybe we'll put them in the mix next time.
You will enjoy them.
I did not get to go through this entire list. Loudersound.com has a great list, and I listened to some of these bands look very interesting. Like The Who, H-U.
Yeah.
The Who. Did you listen to them at
I did not listen to them.
Okay. I want to check them out. They look very interesting.
Yes.
So I did listen to Crownlands and some of these other bands, but cool. You know, it's, what are you going to do? There's
Joyous Wolf. Yeah, you'll like them. I know you'll like them.
Yeah, but they're definitely on the list. And there's a wide variety. I mean, even, are you a fan of Larkin Poe at all?
Mm.
Not really into them, but they're on the list.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if an act.
I'm surprised I am not, being as that they're females and typically I do like that sort of thing.
Right. You know, no Billie Eilish.
No Billie Eilish. None of that. Look, I'm not knocking her, but when you sit there and tell me that you can hear colors, you're on shrooms.
I have heard, some of our fans have messaged me and said, no, Billie Eilish is really cool. She's actually like really talented. You should check her out. So I have, however... watch Steve Terberry's video on how to sound like Billie Eilish. And if you want to see that, you can go to LouLombardiRocks.com, and I posted it in the group this week. We had a good chuckle about it. It's nothing against Billie Eilish. It's just a, it's just being fun. I was having fun.
It's not my cup of tea, yeah. But...
So we're going to come back and talk about more bands. This is another band, Jim Vernon, Inner Circle member for a long time now, posted these guys today, and I said, I am going to play them because they are so stinking good. This is a band called Roxanne.
Roxanne! Yeah, I already like the name.
But the band's called Roxanne. The album is Radio Silence. The song's called Super Bad. This is... for you funky MFers out there. We'll be right back in Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Orgasm. That was amazing. Holy crap. I listened to one of their other songs today and I can't remember. Oh, it had a dirty word in the title. And I was like, oh, that's a cool riff, but I'm not gonna put that out there. Because we're trying to talk to terrestrial radio.
We're trying to be PG
about getting a show. So we're trying to practice not cursing too much. Except when Keith's on, it's a free for all. So, but Superbad was not one I like got to really kind of listen to closely. Cut a little wee bit on my crappy computer speaker on my laptop. I was completely floored. We were talking and like we were talking about all the sort of influences that are in it. There's Led Zeppelin, Bad Company, even some Aerosmith in it. And if you would like to hear, Lily and I have a very interesting perspective on the Joey Kramer Aerosmith thing. We are people who are in the know. We are in rock and roll. So we have some stuff we'd like to share about that, but we're not going to do it on the show. You have to go. You want to go join our after show at lulambardyrocks.com. Go to lulambardyrocks.com. We're going to talk about that. There's some other stuff that happened that we're going to get into a little bit there as well. So lulambardyrocks.com. We're talking about bands to watch. You need to watch. In 2020, we've talked about Joyous Wolf, Dirty Shirley. We have talked about Bishop Gunn. What was the band that had Roll On Notting? What were they called?
Nolan Potter's Nightmare Band.
Notting Hill. I just called them Notting Hill. Nolan Potter's Harry Potter's Nightmare Band.
Nolan Potter's Nightmare Band.
I'm kidding. Nolan Potter's. So if you would like, to, you know, some of our sources were Louder. Sound.com, BrooklynVegan.com has a list as well. 10 modern hard rock bands that are better than Greta Van Fleet.
I'm not a fan.
So anyway, so what else? Who do you got next?
Well, we do have someone on our watching who says they love the group Bad Wolves. I don't know if they're doing anything coming up in 2020. They are a great group. They did that tribute to Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries, which was amazing. The song Zombie. So I did not read about them doing anything for 2020, but they are great, and that's a great band to just all over watch.
Yeah, anyway. Sometimes the way indie bands have to do things too, you don't get the kind of notice that you would on a bigger act that maybe has a little bit more promotion behind it. So what do you got on your list?
I have Quaker City Nighthawks. Again, another group of Texas rockers. Spent much of 2017 recruiting new fans as guests of Blackberry Smoke, who we all know. This Blackberry Smoke are no strangers to picking great support bands. By the end of 2019, they already had an audience in place when they arrived in London to headline Colors Hoxton, which is a venue in London, if you didn't know. It is said that they know how to play hard. They have the funk of ZZ Top and the comedic banter added to the shows, making you know that they will go on to play much bigger venues in the future. And I think they're good.
Known for saying things from the stage like, thanks for buying tickets. We're going to spend all the money on drugs.
Oh, did they say that?
That's something I would like to say. Support our Patreon because we need drugs. We'd probably get Patreon subscribers if we said that. Look, we need money for Quaaludes, weed, coke, crack, crank, all of it.
I'll just take some NyQuil right now with my sickness.
Lilla, so you're saying you're not down with the sickness?
I don't think so.
So Quaker City Nighthawks, what do you got?
The next is The Glorious Sons, Canadian rock band from Kingston, Ontario. They've been around for a minute, though, since 2011. Their newest album, A War on Everything, came out in September of 2019. Anthemic and slick, and they put on a proper live rock show. Their audience is mostly young. They chant along to the choruses as if they were stadium classics, though, without even them being a headliner. So that's obviously a thing to look out for. And I like their look as well from the photos.
Front
it's sort
man,
of like a mix of 90s, yeah, 70s.
Yeah, yeah. Frontman Brian Emmons' sweet and softly spoken offstage hurled himself across the stage into the front row like a young Axl Rose, crossbed with Kurt Cobain.
Well, Kurt Cobain wow. stands there.
So Kurt Cobain and Axl Rose had a child. It would be this guy.
What an ugly child.
Something else I want to talk about when we get on to the after shows. Well, I watched a documentary today about the Headbangers Ball.
Oh.
It was very interesting. Reminded me think of what we do. It was very, very cool. What do you got next?
Next on my list is Those Damn Crows, British rock band, formed in 2014. They gained a loyal following due to appearances at Steelhouse Festival and receiving airplay on the BBC radio waves. Their newest album, Point of No Return, is set to be released in February of this year. And they are actually bringing on Colin Richardson from Bullet from My Valentine, Machine Head, Fear Factory, and Sepultura, as well as Andy Sneap from Judas Priest, Trivium, Killswitch Engage, Opeth, and Megadeth. You guys have heard all those bands, to perform production duties. So they're not really messing around on this album. They've been voted the best live band of 2019. And they have big choruses and amount of charisma that Shane Greenhall, who is the lead singer, has in his voice and on the stage. I'm trying to read these comments as well.
Yeah, I have heard this band. I think they're a really good rock band. So we will just see what they do. See, you know, you want to check them out. You know, we could, we're going to kind of, in the last segment, we're going to kind of give you a quick rundown on what some of your favorite classic bands are doing. But it's really important, guys, to check out
the new bands,
some of these new bands, because they're really good. They're, rock isn't dead. They're, Honest Brutality posted a link to some article because of what happened at the Grammys and different stuff like that about rock being dead again. And some guys, older timers, guys like my age, amened it. We're like, yeah, it's over. Blah, blah, blah.
I saw that.
And I just uttered the line that
you always say.
Well, I always say, if you think rock is dead, you're just not paying attention.
I think the people who are saying rock is dead are the people who are not seeing the new rock. They're worried about their rock being gone.
Right.
Well, they're going to all die off eventually.
I mean, we lost Neil Peart a couple weeks ago. Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen when Ozzy dies?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that the end of heavy metal? No.
No.
You know, I mean, it's going to be terrible. It's going to be sad. I mean, it's going to break my heart. I love that old MF-er. I, you know, grew up on his music, but what do you think is going to, you know, I think a lot of people are going to say it's finally over when Keith Richards dies. I think that that is going to be like,
everybody's going to be like,
oh, rock is definitely dead because Keith died.
Oh, Keith's not going to die.
But no, there is amazing music. We just have a different
scene.
Stop
being stubborn. Look at new music. You'll like it. If I like it, you'll like it. I'm the most stubborn person on the planet.
Turn off the radio. Okay. And listen to things like our podcast, Rock Rage Radio. Listen, go to YouTube, go to Spotify, and just start listening. Spotify's algorithm, I've said this before, is really amazing. Give it some time, play around with it. As you like stuff, it will go out and try to find other music for you. And I've heard so much music I've never would have heard. Taylor Swift can say whatever she wants about Spotify. But I mean, there's so much music. I never would have heard bands. I've like, oh my God, these guys are so freaking good that it like made me so happy that play great guitar rock that I never would have heard except because I gave Spotify a little time, clicked songs I liked, songs I didn't like, etc. That I get those weekly and daily playlists.
Yeah,
and
I'm Spotify like, will do the work for
I'm
you.
I'm like, oh my God, this is so freaking good. YouTube's situation is a little bit different, but there are if you get in there and like I tell you what, I follow me on YouTube. I have a rock playlist of bands that I think are cool, and some of these guys are on there, and some that we're not even mentioning that you should check out. That you would really lots of great female rock bands too. Lots of great female rock. I mean, the ladies are rocking hard, man, in the last few years. Really, really, really good. So, okay. So what do you got next?
Next, I have The Underground Thieves. Newest creation by Nick Perry of Silvertide Shinedown, Perry Farrell, and so on. The first album, The Underground Thieves and Friends, dropped in 2018. This has been described as a mix of the Black Keys and Rival Sons, with some Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple added. Perry is a veteran musician, so he knows what he's doing, so we can expect something great from them. And he's taken everything he's learned and packed it all into this project to definitely make it his own. So I don't think that The Underground Thieves will disappoint, since he's involved. He knows what's up.
Okay.
And then my number one is next. So, the one I'll be watching.
What is the one you're going to be watching?
Dirty Honey.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty Honey is what I'm going to be watching. That's I have not band. Seen them yet. I had a chance to see them and I missed it. But they're from L.A. They play the new old-fashioned rock and roll. They formed in 2017. They have already opened for Guns N' Roses, The Who, and Slash. And they are the first unsigned band to top Billboard mainstream rock songs with the song When I'm Gone. They are still not signed. And they're still doing these things, which is, I think is amazing. They're one of the iHeartRadio On the Verge artists. Their manager, Mark, now I'm probably going to say this wrong, Didia, He's a veteran from Columbia Records. He heard their song and decided, hey, I'm going to manage you guys. And it's been going wonderfully for them. And he's the one who got them the major gigs with Slash and Guns N' Roses and so on. And like I said, they have been to Pittsburgh at the Hard Rock. I missed that show. I will not be missing them next time they come, though, because I want to see them really bad, because I think they're amazing.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm a little bitter.
Speaking of great new music, Raven Black, which is a band that I caught early in 2019 in Pittsburgh, put on a big rock show at the Smiling Moose. They were fantastic.
Oh, I love them.
Absolutely love them. But I apologize, Raven Black. You guys released a song in late fall, early winter here at the end of 2019, and I missed it, so we're going to play it now. He is the one, Raven Black, on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. That is the magnificence that is Raven Black.
They put on a fun show, yeah, too.
Those guys are fantastic. We open the show with Your Screaming Silence. You want to go to facebook.com/Your Screaming Silence. Then we jammed out the band called Roxanne, roxanneband.com.
Oh, that's easy.
Easy to remember. And then we did a little bit of Raven Black there. You want to go to Raven's Rejects. .com. They could also change the name to Ravens Rejects. That's kind of a cool.
It would work too.
Yeah, that works either way. RavensRejects.com for Raven Black. Div, you speaking of that, I don't know what made me think of this. Have you seen the meme going around with, I guess it's some award show or something. There's a they caught Brad Pitt holding Jennifer Aniston's hand.
No.
And then they so the meme is him doing that, and then Maleficent shows up. Oh, what have we here?
I mean, Angelina would stab a bitch. So I mean, a girl. So you know.
Oh my God! If you haven't seen that meme, go see it. It's, oh my God, that's better than like most of the movies I've seen this year. I missed Knives Out, so I'm waiting for that to come out. Is it good? I'm waiting for that to come out on streaming.
I just saw Judy this weekend too.
Judy. What's Judy?
About Judy Garland. Oh. Renee Zellweger played Judy. It was really good.
Is it good?
Yeah. Surprisingly, I thought I was going to hate it. It was good.
I watched the that latest X-Men movie, and boy, was it weak.
Was it?
And the young lady who played Phoenix was just... Everybody, that was one thing critics said, oh, she's really good. I was like, no, she's not. Famke Janssen.
Well, critics love superhero movies, though.
The Famke Janssen, she played that part better than anybody else. And I didn't buy it. I didn't like it. I was bored. I was looking at my phone the whole time. I was just like, yawn. Ad Astra, if you haven't seen that, the first act, the second act are so riveting. You were like, what is going to happen? Where is this thing going? Oh my God. It's very quiet movie. And then something crazy will happen. Like, there are things in that movie this is hard for movies to do nowadays, but there are things in that movie that have never been in any other movie. It's got very unique sequences and things that happen. You go like, I've seen hundreds, maybe thousands of movies. I've never seen some of the stuff that's in this movie.
Interesting.
It's crazy. But the third act... This was so building, and you're like, oh, and then the third act's like, I don't want to give any spoilers away. Yeah, it's just, I get what they were trying to do. It turns out that it's actually a really personal story. And I'm like, if you're going to tell that kind of story, though, you didn't need outer space and all that. You could have just, like, you know, this is a story that could have been filmed like at a diner. I mean, it's like not... If that's what you were going for, it just was, oh man, it was so frustrating.
Lou's passionate about his movies.
It was so, because it was so good. And my favorite, one of my favorite actors of all time is that Brad Pitt isn't. He's fantastic. You don't like Brad Pitt?
Nope.
Why don't you like Brad
Never
Pitt?
Never have.
I love everything he's in.
I like the movies he's in. I just don't necessarily like him.
I'm not like, I don't have like a man crush on him. Well, maybe a little one.
I didn't say you did. I like the movies that he plays in. I don't necessarily like him.
Okay. So that's just a kind of like, I digressed for a minute on that. So
he got caught up.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things you might want to keep in mind in terms of your classics out there. Your classic...
Well, there apparently are some anticipated albums coming out.
Right. Quick shout out to Morris Foster and Billy Menk for commenting. Morris Foster says Dream Theater and Winery Dogs. I wasn't sure they were doing anything, but okay. And Bill Menk says, he mentions a couple things. Billy Menk mentioned Common Heart.
I'll have to check the
name. I don't know what Common Heart is, but we will try to check that out. Also today, I ran a post.
You did?
A post. Where is it? Yeah, right here. Yeah. What bands should we be watching in 2020? Try to get my friends and fans' opinions. Andrew Jacobs says Melody.
Nope.
Don't know Melody. Gamorizer.
Ammo.
Says Gamorizer, of course.
They're a great band. I love them.
They're a lot of fun. Dead Gumbies. Rat Rod. Said to check out Dead Gumbies. So we will have to check those bands out.
Actually, I think I'm going to be seeing Gamorizer soon. Pretty sure.
Oh, Tim Mitchell said his band, but... His band is Tim's a great dude. It's a project that's like it's like in progress. I don't know if they have an official name or anything yet. So mysterious.
TBA.
So who is putting out records that maybe we give some independent bands, but let's go ahead and talk about some of the names you may know. This is a band that really revolutionized things and got people talking and everything because Ice-T was in it. So Body Count is putting out an album. Atreyu's got a record out coming out, Breaking Benjamin.
I like like them, surprisingly. I didn't think I was going to. I saw them live last year. The one I was interested in, Mick Mars.
You stole my thunder. I was going to talk about Mick, but he's been working on this album since 2008 or something like that.
Yeah.
Long time.
Since Saints of Los Angeles came out, which has been a minute. And I'm just kind of wondering how much time he's going to have to work on this album when he's touring now with Motley Crue doing their big fancy
comeback again.
Tour.
Final again. What the no, we're not kidding this time. This really is our last tour.
Yeah, okay.
Cannibal Corpse, Carcass.
Devil Driver. I like them.
Look at this. Okay, so we're looking at loudwire.com. So you can go to Loudwire. They just put this out not long ago. You can check it out. But some of these band pictures are like
that one.
They do not look like professional band, but like Code Orange's picture. You gotta see it. You know, there's these joke pages going that have been going around on the internet for a long time about, you know, all these bands that get pictures taken in front of a brick wall.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what these guys, I don't know if they're supposed to be like satirizing that or something, because you could tell it looks like a picture taken with a Polaroid. Look at the, their faces.
I kind of feel like they're serious about it. Specifically, oh, that one. Yeah, Corey Taylor.
Corey Taylor's got a record. Deep Purple.
I'm interested to hear this.
I'll give it a try. Delane has a record as well. You mentioned Devil Driver. Five Finger Butt Punch.
I hung out with Devil Driver on their tour bus once.
The Foo Fighters are going to be putting out a record.
I saw that.
Interesting. They haven't done anything since 2017.
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't know this band, but they're not in the name. I love God Dethroned.
They look like they're real heavy.
Gojira! Got a record coming out. So Green. They don't care about this.
Hate Breed.
Hate Breed, of course. In This Moment.
This one has a name. This one actually has a name to it.
King Diamond, The Institute. Yeah.
He hasn't done anything since 2007, but he's also had some health issues, so that explains that.
Lamb of God. Machine Head. Mastodon has got a result. Like everybody, Megadeth is putting out a
record. Doing
There's
something.
There's your Mick Mars, although he doesn't have a title yet. Mushroom Head.
Dying Bride.
Nightwish. Great band. Great vocals. Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
The Offspring. I don't see Nine Inch Nails put out a record in 2018, never heard it. And Offspring put out a record in 2012, and I don't think I
didn't
heard
know
it.
They had one in 2012.
Ozzy.
This one, I'm a little skeptical on.
Yeah, is he going to do like a song with Kanye or something?
Wow.
Pretty Reckless. Oh my. Oh,
that could be good.
Oh, Lord
Jesus.
I
love that shirt.
I know. She's so amazing. She's just like, Rat.
I'm interested in that.
Well, they did a record 10 years ago in 2010. Rob Zombie.
Of course I'm interested in that.
The Scorps. Hey, Scorps. Hey, Michelle, get some Scorps on for lunch. Because if you're not from Pittsburgh, you won't get that reference.
They're doing their Vegas residency.
Sepultura. Seven Dust. And the guy from Seven Dust. Both are putting out records. Sons of Apollo. This is a very cool band. This is another one of those super groups that if you like the Dirty Shirley and those, you're into the Animal Drive and that, I think that you would dig these. I heard one of the songs. I heard their last record.
Oh, my sister will be happy about that next one.
Stabbing Westward. Mm-hmm. And Static, it's a whole 90s thing.
Wait a minute.
Static X.
It's not Static X. I'm just saying.
It is Static X.
That guy is dead.
So Static X with a replacement person. Now, how are they going to do Stone Temple Pilots?
That guy's dead, too.
Nah. I understand why the DeLeo brothers want to make music. It's in you want to make music. But
call yourself something else.
Call it something else. Well, it's because the record label said...
Striper. Okay.
The record label said, well, nobody's going to know that name, but if you call yourself Stone Temple Pilots, people might check it out. That's why.
Well, that's lame.
I know, but that's why. Striper rhymes with hyper.
To hell with the devil, too.
Is that what it's called?
No. Oh.
Their last record is called Goddamn Evil.
I love it.
I mean, Christian people are always told not to take the Lord's name in vain. I mean,
they're a fun show, though.
They have some odd ideas.
Suicide Silence, that should be good.
Just kind of scrolling these very quickly. Theory of a Dead Man. I like the song they had out many years ago called Bad Girlfriend.
The Used. Yeah, I like that song.
It was a fun song.
Oh, yeah. The Used. The Used sold out super quick. I wanted to go to that show. But
that's because they're probably working the email and the
grassroots.
They're working. Ooh, Warbringer. Their fans knew that they were coming and they bought the freaking tickets.
I'll like that. I'll like that if they do that.
So anyways, so those are some of the classic bands. Guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is the website. Real quick, I did see, you said you went to a show. I went to a show as well on Saturday. I went to see my buddy Stu's band called AC and the Resistors at this very cool place in Pittsburgh called the Oaks Theater.
I love that place.
Which also shows old movies. And now they have this whole thing with this really awesome concert stage. Mix of like bar and theater seating and tables. Very cool. It's a kind of mini, kind of what they did at the Thunderbird. Kind of like a very, very cool.
It's a nice venue.
And they sounded great. And I was very happy because the place was near capacity. They were trying to find tickets for us when we went up to the door. Nice. Like, oh, we don't have too many left. And it was really jammed in there. So it was great to see people show out. The AC and the Resistors is a really kind of good blues rock band. They did Hendrix and Santana and that sort of thing. Their guitarist, Tony Corrado, is an amazing guitar player, and the band was tight. It was good. We had a good time. So that was my Saturday night. Lily saw Firehouse.
On Friday.
Opening? Act?
Nope, just them.
Just them.
Yep, they did all of their first album, front to back, and then they played a couple extra songs that aren't on there that everybody has to hear.
Gotcha.
So, you know.
Okay, guys. And Lily, you plug your show, please.
My show is on Thursdays, Hot Licks with Lily 6, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can download the app on your phone for free or just go to rockrageradio.com. I am going to have an interview with the Jeff Carlson Band from Vegas this Thursday, so if you want to hear that. He worked on a song with Frank Hannon from Tesla. So check them out if you can.
I want to give one last shout out to Wolf's Customs. Go to wolfscustoms.online. Get your guitar custom painted. Thank you so much to Rock Rage Radio. The app is at rockrageradio.com. Download the app. You can hear great guitar-driven rock 24/7 without having to pay for Sirius satellite radio. I'm just saying.
Just throwing that out there.
All right, guys. Your Screaming Silence opened the show. We had Roxanne after that, and we jammed out to some Raven Black. This lady I discovered as well through Gigi's Facebook feed this week. This is Lauren Strange. I like Lauren's music, but I'm also a big Liz Phair fan. So I'm not so sure Lily will listen. I'm not so sure if this is appropriate for the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. It may not be heavy enough.
I'm okay with it.
For most of you guys. But check it out. Give it a try, because the song is really good. She's a dynamite singer and guitar player. I really like what she does. So check it out. Lauren Strange, guys, have a great week. And don't forget to go to lulombardirocks.com, because the party's going to continue for a little while over there. And you're going to get to hear our take on the Joey Kramer Aerosmith thing. So lulombardirocks.com. Lauren Strange. Catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.